Hi, this is Neil Elliott, driver of Monster Jam truck Max D, and you are listening to Annie Talks.
Annie Talks. Welcome to the show. Here we go with Annie Talks. Annie Talks. Welcome to the show. Here's the host. It's Annie Talks.
Hello, I am Annie Rivera. This is Annie Talks, and I am on the phone with Neil Elliott of Monster Jam Truck Driver. He drives Max D. Neil, thank you so much for being on the show. I really, truly appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Well, thank you. Now, I know that you're here locally here in Anaheim, and you will be at the Anaheim Stadium this weekend. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about what you're doing to prepare for this weekend's competition?
Oh, we're just out here at the Angel Stadium now, and we're just going through trucks and doing our maintenance that we do to them, and here in about an hour or so, we're going to get ready for a driver's meeting and some introduction practice and a little bit of race practice.
Awesome. So why don't you also give our listeners a sense of your background, how you got started with Monster Jam truck driving, and then just your whole background as a driver.
This is my 20th year, of my 20th year driving Monster Jam trucks. And I grew up as a kind of a gearhead, I guess they call us, with race cars and four-wheelers and dirt bikes and big four-wheel drives. And I was a mechanic by trade and a welder. I started working on Monster Jam trucks for a guy that actually lived in my hometown when I was growing up. And one day he asked me if I'd be interested in driving one. And, you know, it was just an opportunity that I couldn't pass up. And here I am 20 years later.
Oh, my goodness. And then where was that in your background when you grew up and you saw Monster Jam for the first time?
Born and raised, grew up in Illinois until I was 32 years old, Paxton, Illinois. Everybody that's in the Monster Jam world knows the place because Tom Mintz, the 12-time world champion, Monster Jam World Finals champion, that's where he lives and that's who I started working for. And it's also the location of the Monster Jam University.
Oh my goodness. How nice is that? Now for our listeners that are listening, you in your bio, you mentioned your favorite memory on the racetrack was the Double Down in Anaheim in 2016. You also won the Freestyle of the Year with the same run at Monster Jam World Finals Award Ceremony. Can you talk about those two events?
Yes. And that's what makes it one of my most favorite memories, and I've always loved coming to Anaheim. I love this track. I love the Monster Jam fans here. They're great. And it was just one of those freestyle runs that you, it seems like you can never go out there and duplicate it, you know. And I live by this motto that I'd rather be lucky than good any day.
Uh-huh.
And in that freestyle run, there was a whole lot of weird bounces that turned into just like lucky opportunity to get a crazy save or a crazy move out. And that led into that being the best freestyle by the fans that voted on it at the Monster Jam World Finals, where I received an award for it.
Wow. Is that the same as the Double Down or is that something else?
The double down, I'm sorry. I missed that. The Double Down is where you win racing and freestyle all in the same show.
Oh,
so
that's right.
I had won racing and then pulled off this amazing freestyle that I won the award for in the Monster Jam World Finals.
Well, you know, Anaheim fans don't disappoint because we're so used to the, you know, Angel Stadium there. And, you know, of course, you know, we root for the hometown and the home team. And then, of course, when Monster Jam comes to town, that's like the crowd, one of the crowd favorites. They love it and they eat it up. And I know that Max D is definitely a crowd favorite. So, what part of that competing in Monster Jam, besides the loud roar of the crowd, what part of competing in Monster Jam really intrigues you?
It is the fans, you know. I mean that's crazy, you know. And if it weren't for the Monster Jam fans coming out and supporting us every week, like we do I believe, 4 shows here in Angel Stadium, mm-hmm. and almost every one of them is sold out, if not sold out. You know, so that support right. from the Monster Jam fans allows me to do something that I love to do.
Oh, very you nice. Know,
but
yeah.
just being able, when you every little boy when they were growing up was a show off. You know what I mean? So you're on your bicycle and you're going down the street and you find the biggest crowd of people you can find and you start doing wheelies and tricks and I've just progressed into a 12,000-pound Monster Jam truck.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I love that. And, you know, we go every single year ever since we started coming here. I want to say maybe 6 years ago, we go every single year. And my 23-year-old son, still a boy at heart, right? He loves it. And that's like his favorite thing to do. And he, you know, you'd think that he's the one in the car driving himself or in the truck driving himself. Just the way he gets so excited and animated about the whole event. So we're certainly looking forward to meeting you. By the way, are we going to be able to meet you at the pit party this coming weekend?
Yes, absolutely. We'll be here. I believe the pit party starts at 11 or 11:30 and we'll run till 5 o'clock.
Right.
And all the drivers of these awesome Monster Jam trucks will be out there signing autographs and chit-chatting with all the Monster Jam fans.
And for those of you listening, the pit party is really just that. It's like you're being in the pit, basically, and you get to meet some of your favorite drivers, get autographs, take pictures, and do other family-friendly activities. It's really one of the most unforgettable parts of Monster Jam. And if you haven't already experienced it, you should. And definitely, you know, go online and take a look at some of those ticket prices and then include the pit party early access pass. So you can, you know, have that opportunity to meet Neil Elliott and take a picture with his Max Deet monster truck. Now, what can listeners expect to see at Monster Jam this year? Do you have something up your sleeve?
You know, I really never go out there with a plan, but I think that we have the best group of Monster Jam trucks on our tour this year. You know, everybody drives super hard. They get mm-hmm. really big air and they got all the crazy moves. So we come out here and we drive each other to drive better. And when you got a really good group like this, you never know what to expect, but it's going to be some high flying fun action for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And I know that you are among, you know, some of the great drivers out there as well, and all these awesome monster trucks or Monster Jam trucks. What about meeting with some of your other fellow drivers? What about that excites you other than competing and, you know, and being among the stars, the truck driver stars?
You know, and we are all just great friends. You know, we come out here and if the monster trucks or if there's something wrong with them, everybody pitches in from team to team to help each other out and get ready. You know, we're here to entertain Monster Jam fans, but we are here to race.
Awesome.
Don't get me wrong, but we're here to entertain Monster Jam fans. And out here in the pits, we're one big family. And
awesome.
Then once we hit the track, and then then I like to say game on.
Game on. That's right. Oh my gosh.
You know, so, but it's great to hang out with them. Like a bunch of the drivers are out here now and they're flying remote control airplanes in the parking lot and RC cars out and we have a lot of fun.
Awesome.
We're out and about, but when it becomes showtime, it gets serious.
It's game on. That's right. And then just the same way that someone reached out to you when you were a young boy and, you know, offered you an opportunity to be part of Monster Jam, what words of wisdom can you share with those who are listening, those who want to be a monster truck driver? What words of wisdom can you give them?
My best information would be to, you know, start in something else like ATVs or side-by-sides or dirt bikes, you know, go-karts, anything like that. And then take some sort of public speaking classes and stuff like that, because if you need to be able to talk on a microphone in front of sometimes 60, 70,000 people.
Oh, right.
And they want to hear your voice, you know, that's what makes us so approachable and and so popular, I believe, is just the fact that we're normal people, just like everybody else. We make ourselves accessible to the Monster Jam fans, and you want to come out to the pit party and talk for 15 minutes? I'll talk to you for 15 minutes.
Awesome.
You know, you were in line first, and here you are. But no, it's definitely to learn to speak in front of crowds, because that right there will take you a long ways.
Awesome. You heard it here first from Neil Elliott. And for you Anaheim folks and Southern California folks, be sure to check out monsterjam.com. You can go online and take a look at the ticket information. They are here in Angel Stadium the 25th, January 25th. They will be back also February 8th, 22nd, and 23rd. Neil, thank you so much for being a part of the show and for lending your expertise and your insight on Monster Jam. And we are so excited to see you this weekend. And we wish you the very, very best in your competition, your freestyle, and all that you do in the future. So thank you, thank you, thank you very much for being a part of today.
Thank you so much. And can't wait to meet everybody. And like you said, you got it in there. We'll be back again in 2 weeks. So if you can't make it this time, set the date for 2 weeks.
Awesome. Very, very true. Thank you.
Hi, this is Neil Elliott, driver of Monster Jam truck Max D, and you are listening to Annie Talks.